I want to clear my name, says ousted SABC COO Chris Merling.
Ousted SABC COO Chris Merling on Wednesday insisted that he had no intention of returning to the troubled broadcaster, saying his main objective is to clear his name. Merling confirmed that he will be appealing against his unfair dismissal, adding that the intention is to clear my name. I have no intention of going back. Speculation is rife that Merling had a difficult working relationship with CEO Madhoda Msukwe, which may have played a key role in the public broadcaster's move to dismiss the chief operating officer. The broadcaster, which is the only source of news for millions of South Africans, is on the brink of financial collapse as it awaits 6.8 billion rand in government funding to stay afloat. The SABC announced on Tuesday that it has terminated the contract of Merling with immediate effect following a disciplinary hearing. Merling had taken over the role in February 2018 and was tasked with driving the cleanup at the public broadcaster. He took over from the controversial Laudi Motsoeneng, who was axed in 2017 for bringing the SABC into disrepute. In an interview on Wednesday, Merling described his dismissal as harsh, especially when compared with his predecessor, Motsoeneng. Charges that Merling faced included gross dishonesty, misrepresentation and dereliction of duty. He also allegedly approved a monthly acting allowance of 15,000 rand for an employee despite the Human Resources Department not signing off on the agreement. Merling was also charged for his role in trying to save former SABC acting group executive for sports Marthe Malalayla's job at SA Rugby. Malalayla resigned from the SABC in a huff in late 2018 on the day she was to appear before a disciplinary committee to answer for alleged irregularities relating to the reappointment of sports presenter Robert Marwa. She later joined SA Rugby. After noting newspaper reports that Malalayla was facing charges before jumping ship, her new employers wrote to Merling inquiring about the seriousness of the charges she faced before her resignation. Merling told SA Rugby that she was not found guilty of any wrongdoing. He told the rugby body that the charges against Malalayla were not substantiated. He also said the SABC would have found it difficult to prove any of the allegations against her. In his written submission to the disciplinary committee in mitigation, which Business Day has seen, Merling said he demonstrated genuine remorse and he acknowledged wrongdoing. There was no self-gratification by Merling and no benefit accrued to him arising from any of the three charges that he has been found guilty of, the submission reads. Merling told Business Day that while the SABC had followed the correct procedure in terms of conducting the disciplinary hearing, the outcome was patently unfair. When you take a look at the charges, you will see that the things which I am accused of are part of running the operations at the SABC. There were missteps in terms of the manner in which I carried out certain things, but that does not amount to a dismissible offense in my view. I was always acting in the best interest of the SABC. I did not enrich myself, engage in corrupt activities, fraud, or sinister actions similar to the likes of Laudi and others who did not face similar sanctions, at least not immediately, said Merling Fakadib at businesslive.co.za.